Welcome to Uni Jena International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office. In this podcast, we get to know people and institutions at the University of Jena. My name is Laura Kaden, and I work at the International Office. And today I have two guests. They are both studying at Friedrich Schiller University, and beside that, they do something very great. They voluntarily support other students by listening, and today we're going to listen to them. Welcome, Clara and Mo. Can you tell our listeners who you are?
Hi, I'm Clara. I'm 25 and I'm currently studying at Friedrich Schiller University in my master's in clinical psychology. And I moved here a year and a half ago. And since then, I've been active at the university group Campus Couch.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having us. My name is Mo. I'm in my sixth semester in psychology, about a bachelor's degree. And I'm a member of the Campus Couch since 2021, I think. Yeah.
Thank you for being here. So tell us a little bit, what actually is this Campus Couch? What is that project that you're working on?
Campus Couch is a university group. We are students from the field of psychology, but open to other disciplines as well. But currently we are only psychology students. And our offer is that we are listening to other students. So we are a group by students for students. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to give students or people of the university and actually anyone who wants to contact us a room to talk about problems, difficulties in life, and we want to give a room for talking about that, and we are there to listen.
Yeah, in fact, we're listening, and we are not any type of professional counselors or therapists. So we're probably not going to have the solution to your problems. But if you want to talk about something that's difficult in your life or just problems, but all your friends already know about it, or you don't want to talk to them, or yeah, whatever, you can contact us and talk with us. We're going to listen.
Yeah, and maybe get some new perspectives and help you to look at the problem from a different angle, or just maybe deal with some emotional part of it and maybe move you along in the process of dealing with the problem a little bit further. Yeah, that's if you can do that in the hour that we have, then we are quite happy.
Or we can help you to contact other professional therapists or counselors. We have a list with therapists near Jena. Mm. And we can help you contact them. Or we meet up and you can contact them. And we're sitting next to you. So if you're having any problems to contact other people, you can also ask us for something like that.
Since when does this Campus Couch project exist? How old is it?
It has been existed for quite a long time here at the university, but this was refounded around 2020, 2021, mm-hmm. We're not sure. And since then, it's been established in the structures that are now existing, and we are hoping that it will exist for a lot of years to come when we are not studying anymore.
Yes.
And what exactly do you do there? You already told us that you're listening, you can give support, consulting, maybe therapist and so on. Are there other things to do to run this project?
Well, of course, we as a group, we meet every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and do an intuition on the talks we had and what problems may have risen from that, things that we have to talk about that are maybe difficult for one of us, and then do some kind of talk about that and how we want to if we can get something from the talks that we can tackle in like as a group. And then also we have a lot of organizational stuff to do, a little bit of marketing, to be present at the university, that people can find us and know about us, and do some further education for us. Sometimes we get external workshops for us so that we can train ourselves a little bit more. And then there are, of course, like the talks that we have. And these talks are like, we are listening to people who come to us and help them to get new perspectives and have like we have an open ear for everyone who wants to talk about anything that's on their mind, problems to deal with that. Yeah, that's like our offer. Like Mo mentioned, we support with finding maybe a therapist and help to understand what you have to do to get a therapist and what you can say at the telephone when you are contacting the therapist. We did some PMR workshops at the TULP last year and this is a relaxation exercise. And we were quite a few people, and then we did like workshops to get some moment of relaxation during the stressful time. Yeah, so we do Instagram, follow us on Instagram.
I'm for sure going to link that on the show notes.
And provide some information there that we find useful for students. Mm-hmm. Did I forget anything more?
No, I think you're...
Yeah, so it's a diverse work that we do, and we are changing it, like the additional things that you do besides to the talks change quite a bit with the change dependent how what people are in the group and what our interests are and what we find necessary in the current semester and the current environment at the university.
Mm-hmm. And you already said... your students, basically.
Yes.
You are not psychologist nor therapist or anything. You're not counselors, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But you talked about trainings a little bit. Are you professionally trained to do that? Or how are you prepared? Are you professional listeners?
Yes and no. I think it's important to say that we're not psychologists. We're not counselors or professionally trained counselors or therapists. Yeah.
We are also no social workers.
So no social workers of any kind, no. But we are very good and professional listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We try to educate ourselves in matters of mental health, how to be there for a person, mm-hmm. how to structure a talk maybe, what are maybe techniques to help a person to extract the important things in a problem so that they can have like a different perspective on mm-hmm. a subject. That are like the trainings that we sometimes do. So we exercise with each other. We have like when people come new to us, we have like an onboarding, and then we give them like a theoretical introduction into our work and the philosophy or the idea, the concept that we have that's behind our work. And then we have a contact to Dr. Butzler at the Klinikum in Stadtroda, and he gave us some, we had the opportunity to ask like questions that arose in a lot of talks that we had, and like get like a little bit of supervision. So that's like the training we have, but we are no professionals and we don't offer psychotherapy or counseling.
Yeah, but nevertheless, you know what you're doing.
yes, of course. Clara mentioned, we are planning and we are organizing workshops and onboarding seminars to educate ourselves. We have connections to the Deutsche Depressionshilfe, and we have a concept. We're working with the concept of humanistic psychology from Carl Rogers, and we work with techniques like active listening, verbalization, and...
Paraphrasing? I think it's the right translation.
So we have a clear concept. It's not like we're just meeting up and I'm there and you can talk to me and then I'm going home. But no, we're prepared.
Okay, good to hear. And who can come to you and use that offer?
At first, any student at the university. So we are like a group who we are students and we want to do something for students. But of course, we also had like people who work at the university come to us. And we also have students from the IHH, the Ernst Abbe Hochschule, the who is also in Jena. We also have students from there. And basically, everyone who heard of the group can come and contact us. But our focus are students, and most of our talks are with students, I would say. For example, anyone can come to us. Also, people who are like new to the country and need like a person to talk to about like problems and difficulties they have, they can also contact us. So it's open to everyone. We are students, so I think maybe for a person who's 60 years old and comes to the campus couch, maybe a bit awkward at first. But we are also there for all genders, all ages. Yeah, but we are like a student group, and therefore the people who come to us are like that influences that. Yeah. But it's open to everyone, and you just can like write us an email and.
And with which kind of issues can one come to you?
I think with every problem. But as I mentioned, if you expect to get a solution to your problem, I think you're going to be disappointed. Not like we can't help at all, but if you have a problem and you need to talk to someone or you want to talk about it and you want a different perspective, mm-hmm. a view from a different angle, maybe some new thoughts, yes, then you're in the right place with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have the experience that it often changes or helps to just talk about a problem with a person who's not involved, who's not a friend, who's not a family member, mm-hmm. And that just the setting of that changes how you talk about a problem, how you can view a problem, because like we don't know the person who comes to us, we don't know anyone who's also involved in like conflict or problem, and that we are not involved, that we are not, we take ourselves back. If that changes a lot, that setting changes a lot about how you can talk about a problem and how you can look at a problem, and this helps to get new perspectives. But we don't give advice. We don't tell you break up with your boyfriend, break up with your girlfriend, choose that subject, don't write the exam, anything like that. It's not in line with the concept that we are working with. Like humanistic psychology wants that the person who has a problem to find her or his or her own way of dealing with the problem. And we're just here to support you along the way of finding a way. And we're just there for part of the process.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's like what you can expect mm-hmm. from us. But you can come with any subject. If it's like a subject with loaded subject, maybe you're dealing with suicidal thoughts or have like a clinical diagnosis, you can come to us. We can't help you professionally. We have like...
We can't cure you.
We can't cure you. Yeah. We have like a internal regulation how we deal with certain topics, how we would react if somebody talks to us about maybe suicidal ideation, stuff like that, and react with this, help like with going to the clinic or stuff like that. We can like give you the information that we would do that if we have like the feeling that is necessary, but we can't give you like a contact to a psychotherapist who has like a therapy place for you and stuff like that. We are just here for maybe dealing with the frustrations of not finding a place in psychotherapy. So that's like what the setting of our work is. Did
of course, I'm also going to link mm-hmm. other counseling yes. options and contact possibilities in the show notes if yeah. someone is struggling with yeah. serious and acute issues.
There are a few at the university, like there is a counseling service at the university yeah. that you can also use, and we often refer people to that.
Mm-hmm. And another important question about your offer. Does it cost anything? Is it free or quite expensive?
No, it's completely free. You don't. We don't expect any kind of reward or money or gifts or something like that, no.
And if I want to contact you, how to do that, how to get an appointment or... Then after getting an appointment, how does such a session look like?
So if you want to contact us and get in touch with us, you can always write an email at campus.couch@uni-jena.de or you can write us an Instagram message, direct message via Instagram, and you should find us with Campus Couch. Our name is Campus Couch. So you just can write us an message, and then we have like one person who is coordinating all the emails that we get, and you will get a quick notification, hey, we got your email, and we are referring your you to like the person who's next in line or who's like available at the moment to have a talk. And then the person who would be conducting the talk will contact the person in a few days. It depends on like what is actually going on at this time. There are more stressful phases also for us, we are students, and if in exam season we don't have as much time as during the semester or in the vorlesungsfreie Zeit. So then you get a message from us like a few days after. We try to answer a few days after mm-hmm. you contacted us, because some topics are time sensitive and we want to acknowledge that. And then the person answers you with mostly free proposals for a date, when to meet, with a time, and also like the information about what is the Campus Couch, what are we offering, what are the settings in which we are meeting, what can you expect from that. So all the things that we talked about before are also in that email. Mm-hmm. And then you just tell us what time is good for you. And then we meet up. We often go on walks and just walk through the Paradies Park. But we also can get a coffee. Some people would like to meet over Zoom. And what setting we do depends what the person who contacts us wants to do. So it's entirely the decision of the person who contacts us. We have made quite a good experience with the walks, but we are also open to any new ideas or wishes of the person. If we can we agree on like a time and place and maybe and how you can recognize us. So maybe sometimes I write, so I'm wearing the blue jeans and a red t-shirt so you can find me. So we're not standing there with a sign who says Campus Couch, here's a person with problems. So it's just like really informal and nobody would guess that this is like a more...
formal meeting.
Yeah. So if you would see us like going out in the park, you would guess that we are maybe friends just or students. Just yeah. two students walking along. So yeah. and then we have like an hour to listen.
Yeah.
Is it always 1 hour?
Maximum.
Yeah, the time frame that we give is the hour. Sometimes we don't need the hour. Sometimes 50 minutes are enough. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we add like 5 minutes. Yeah. But we really try to keep it in the hour, because that's also like the time, and in our experience you get through a topic in the way that we like in the concept that we're working, that you need to deal with it. And yeah, that's like how we structure that. And if the person says this helped me but it doesn't help enough, or I have like three other topics that I want to talk about, you we can arrange a second meeting, but then the second meeting is with another person from our group. So there's no meeting with the same person twice.
Okay. Yeah. Also, if you want to contact us, but you're troubled to use your own name, you can also use a pseudonym or contact us completely anonymous with a different email or a different Instagram account. Yeah.
And is it possible to get the offer also in English or other languages than German?
Yeah, like now we're trying to speak English.
I think it works out quite well.
Most of our talks are in German, but we want to open it to international people, so talks.
Yeah, I used the word talks. It's it's not the perfect translation, but I think talks meet.
Meetings.
I think it's
in English. They're possible.
No problem with that.
We don't speak it as a mother tongue. We have like our problems with the language. Maybe we don't get something as quick as we would get it in German. Maybe we don't have like our question as quickly as we would have it in German. So it's maybe it's not the same flow as in German. But we try our best. And I think the people who had talks in English told us that it is a little bit more difficult, but it's manageable, and it's also a good experience for the person who comes to us.
And talking about international students, what are maybe special needs or problems of them, and are you prepared for that? How can you help them with it?
Yeah, so we talked about the German health system earlier, and I think maybe there are people who come to Germany who don't know about the German health system. So what it's like to be, what is a health insurance, or what means a health insurance in Germany, what can you expect, what can you get from that, what isn't in this health insurance integrated, how can I use all of that, how can I contact a therapist or counseling, or how can I go to a clinic. So I think that are
I think in the area of mental health and our healthcare system, it's a little bit confusing because there are so many terms that are thrown around, like psychotherapy. There are different schools of psychotherapy that you would read there. So, and for like a German, it's also confusing. Yeah. And I think if you're an international student and you're not speaking German, it's quite, I would get confused. I think a lot of people in Germany also get confused if there's a difference, if it's the same, is it psychotherapy? I think there's also like the issue of Heilpraktiker. So there are people who are called Heilpraktiker für Psychotherapie.
Don't do them.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
They are not trained psychologists and psychotherapists. They didn't study psychology and they didn't do a further education in psychotherapy. They don't have evidence-based training to help you. The chance that your problems will get worse is there. The chance that you don't get the support you need is there. So they may harm you.
Yeah.
Even if they may be not intended, but they can harm you. Search for someone who is an official psychotherapist.
Licensed
psychotherapist. Okay. Look for official counseling. So like
like a life coach or
The term coach is also like, there is so much you can get when you go to a coach. Many of them didn't study psychology. They have like their own ideas about how to deal with it. What's the reason for problems? So that's like a really, really big area where you don't get the support that you need. So go to like a licensed psychotherapist, official counseling, like if you go to the University of Jena, like the Psychosoziale Beratungsstelle, you get like an official counseling with trained persons who can refer you to further and know how to deal with your problems. Mm. And yeah, that's like the, I think, two main points in our healthcare system in the area of mental health that are really important to know. And that, that are a little trap if you don't know how to access this.
Okay. But it's good to know you can get support at Campus Couch if you don't know, if you don't understand.
Okay. Right. We can aid you to find out what is like an official psychotherapist and what not. We have a list of psychotherapists and counseling sites here in Jena and the region. And you can show that we looked at that and that they are not a Heilpraktiker or like a coach. Yeah.
Mm.
So I think another topic that is also quite important for international students is the topic of loneliness. I think it's a problem to like most of society. It's getting more prevalent, but I think it's especially concerns international students who are like new to a country, new to a culture, new to a language. And we would really encourage international students to use the offers of the university and the city to get connected with other students and to connect with each other, with other international students. I think like the House of the Mauer has a lot of...
I'm going to link a lot of offers at the International Center or a calendar with events to meet new people. For sure.
Yeah, I think that's really use those to get in contact with people, but because like loneliness is so much associated with different mental health problems. Mm-hmm. It's quite a negative feeling. It's like that sounds really plain, but I think don't underestimate loneliness. Don't underestimate the effect that contact with other people can have on your life. I think being in contact with each other is so important.
True.
And supports you in every way of your student life. If you have contact in your program with other students, with other people, you get through stressful phases more easily. You have a support network. You have friends who you can talk about different things, get a distance from all the stressful stuff at uni and the adjusting to your life. Get invested in meeting new people, even if like your university works maybe suffers a bit. In my experience, it's worth it.
Yeah.
And if you're completely new in town and don't have anyone to talk with, there's the Campus Couch right now.
Right.
Yes.
I can only imagine how difficult it is to people who come to Germany and don't know any people here to get your college thing right, to integrate yourself. It's like additional work.
Yeah.
And then you have maybe additional mental health problems or just nobody to talk to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think from my experience of moving to Jena for the masters and starting like in a new program where everybody maybe knows each other because they did the bachelor's here. And then just coming here and being like, okay, I don't know the city, I don't know the university, I don't know the structures, I don't know how to get into seminars. And I spoke the language and I was well adjusted. It was hard enough.
Yeah. So it's good to have support or someone to ask.
Yes.
At least. And the last question is a little personal. How do you two like your volunteering at the Campus Couch? Do you enjoy your work there?
I would say so. I think we're quite motivated to do something for the project and be there for students to help in this stressful phase of life. Like the student life is not only party and chilling in the park and having a great life. So like the cliche of being a student, it's not a reality of being a student. And I think that we can give a little bit of support during that time. And I think the university and the programs put a lot of stress on the students and don't help them to deal with it, don't have like this, often don't have the structures to support them and to find solutions. And I hope that we are kind of a little bit of a band-aid to the situation of students and to their stressful life. So yeah, I'm quite happy with the work at the Campus Couch.
Yeah, me too. I think it's also a matter of solidarity. Our concept is like from students to students without any power positions. I don't know how to say it. So we're just like you. We're just students like you. You don't have to give us any more respect. So you can just talk to another student. We know mostly in what kind of situation you are, with kind of problems you're dealing with in terms of university. Yeah, I really like that. I hope we can export this concept to other universities. Also, if you know, we already mentioned that, yeah.
With the I'm not sure.
Hochschule.
I don't think we did mention it in the English version. No? So if you are motivated to join, yes, you can join.
Yeah.
Even if you don't study psychology, we are open for all disciplines.
Yeah.
We are also open for the Ernst-Abbe Hochschule.
Yeah.
So we are also, if you like speak another language, then we can offer another language.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we want to be like a group that is embedded in the university life, in the student life, and to that students can be there for students who have difficulties in at the university, but also in their private life.
Yeah, also you can join if German is not your mother tongue, yeah, you can join us. We are open to you. You would be a great
addition,
yeah. Yeah, and a chance for us to open our our offer.
Great. Well, thank you a lot, Clara and Mo. Firstly, for volunteering in this really great project, and of course also for telling us about it today. It makes me really happy that no one is left alone with his or her problems at the University of Jena, and that there is such an offer like the Campus Couch. All information on the Campus Couch, on other counseling offers, on everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes. I hope that all listeners do have a nice day, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for having us.